Avocados are just one of the many foods imported from Mexico. And with worries about this possible border closure this week, news outlets were whipping up fears that the high-demand fruit could run out. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols found that this topic was ripe for a fact check.
President Trump appears to have backed away from his threat to shut down the border. But just days ago, he warned that Mexico had to stop people from illegally entering the United States.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
The U.S. gets more than 40% of its imported fruits and vegetables from Mexico. Yet news outlets and late-night comedians have focused mainly on the fate of one creamy green fruit.
If imports from Mexico were stopped today, Americans would run out of avocados in 3 weeks.
Is that really true? What about California's avocado growers? Couldn't they step in and replace the lost supply? UC Davis ag economist Dan Sumner says America now imports 80% of its avocados, most of them from Mexico. California, which once provided a much larger share, contributes less than 20%.
We would have vastly fewer avocados. There's just not enough in California to satisfy what the country has gotten used to consuming.
Sumner agreed that most avocados would run out in a matter of weeks, though not all. Prices would spike, he says, and there would probably be some very expensive avocados left over. In the end, the news headlines and even the comedians got this one just about right. We rated it mostly true. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.